am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And So let's dive in, shall we? I think we should begin with the thing that I was thinking of yesterday. Couldn't quite put my finger on it. But I want to, we'll go through some of kind of the, you know, what's going on these days, how wild and dystopic. There are some articles, you know, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, for example, and see this article from the Gateway Pundit: Colombian president's son arrested for money laundering. U.S. DOJ is too corrupt to do the same to Hunter Biden. These are interesting times. The president's son is in the crosshairs. The two allegedly front-running candidates for president in 2024 have criminality and allegations swirling around them. There seems to be some legitimate smoke and probably some fire. And again, you know, I always think of that, you know, Biden's conversation. The conversation with former Vice President Joe Biden and, you know, And Michael Carpenter over at the Council on Foreign Relations. And I just, you know, we play the clip. No matter how many times we play it, I'm just...
What's that?
Elected. I said... All right. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live, actually. This Wednesday, September 6, 2023. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there. Skype wasn't cooperating, but we got it going on now, so we're good to go. I would like to talk about Maui. I am heartbroken. I think it matters because we are all Maui. In a sense, we're all Lahaina. I mean, this could be a real interesting moment, I think, we've forgotten about East Palestine and all kinds of other things that have happened recently. But, you know, we're all goldfish now, United States of goldfish. So who can remember any of these crazy things? I have a playlist titled 2023 Maui Fires. And I mentioned this recently. It says that can't be right. It has to be more than that. At last count, I think I said had 82 videos. It was 70-something. Then it was 80-something. Now what is it? Can't be only 83. Unless a bunch of stuff is gone. 188. So it's more than twice as much, more than double, more than twice as many videos. And, you know, I was thinking about it. Unavailable videos are hidden. Of course they are. Of course they are. I was thinking about it earlier. It's not my job. It's not our job to tell people what to think or how to think. That's Mika Brzezinski's job. Just kidding. She seems to think so. That's our job. My dad told me so. But I will maybe suggest a few things. Actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's start with this. I think this is a good place to start. We'll start with a little comedic relief, perhaps, if there is such a thing. So, did you see, I mentioned it in passing during yesterday's broadcast, did you see the TrueStream Media video? Did no one bother to look up this word? Did you see that video? And the etymology of the word parola? If you haven't seen that, I'll leave it to you to watch it. And my thought when I saw that was, brought to you by Amazon. And I think it's the same thing if you're paying attention. I'm just going to leave it at that. So, the COVID variant, parola. It's all just fun and games. It's all, we're being war gamed in simple terms. That's what's going on. So if we are on a war footing, as has been put to us, you know, I mentioned that the other day. I think we played a few clips. Then maybe we should think in those terms. Maybe I should return to reading excerpts from Patrick Porter's Soldiers Fighting Alone, The Wars of the Market Security State, back in 2015. Maybe we need to revisit that little bit, because you know what, or maybe it needs an update, because it's not that America is at the mall and the Marines are at war. It's that we're at war and we think that we're at the mall. We're actually, you know, this is an active campaign. Just because there aren't kinetic operations going on, just because there is, you know, there are operations other than war or low intensity operations or low intensity conflict, doesn't mean it's not war. It comes in a variety of flavors. War does, you know, psychological, economic, etc., etc. And who can say these days that we're not at war? It seems, I think, self-evident, and yet we're in denial. Because of the gaslighting, I think, primarily, everything that happens, speaking of Maui, you know, we should see it for what it is, and we don't. We've had these cute little reminders along the way. Here's one. Speaking of comic relief, it would be funny if it wasn't true and horrifying. But speaking of Maui and probably Paradise, California, and so on and so on, maybe we can do this, you know. A little excerpt from RoboCop in 1987. Do you remember that show and so many others like it? So much predictive programming, and here we are, and we're, you know, we're told, no, these things are not happening. That's not true. It's the gaslighting. Now, government so-called accountability office is publishing propaganda, misdirection on directed energy weapons. Maybe we'll play that next. They just put a video out about 4 months ago. They keep telling us, you know what, we're working on it. It's difficult. We're not sure exactly, you know, is this a viable thing? Is it cost prohibitive? We don't know. We're still, you know, the United States is among the nations that are trying this, and there is, you know, a budget. The budget's supposed to go up. The official numbers are, we're spending about $5 billion a year on this. It's scheduled to go up to about $12 billion by 2027, but, you know, we just spend billions of dollars on things that maybe exist, maybe don't. Anyway, this little bit, somebody posted on Instagram with the caption, Lahaina, Hawaii, present day, a scene from RoboCop 1987. Go ahead, please.
With Casey Wong. Top story, Santa Barbara. 10,000 acres of wooded residential land were scorched in an instant when a laser cannon aboard the Strategic Defense Peace Platform misfired today during routine startup tests. Casey?
Yes, it was a day of mourning for the families of 113 people known dead at this hour. Among them, two former United States presidents who had retired in the Santa Barbara area. A day of mourning for a country.
With Casey Wong. Top story,
so
Santa Barbara.
Wasn't the death count, initial death count, frozen somewhere around 115 people in Lahaina? 113, 115. A lot of interesting stuff going on. Monday is, you know, speaking of Maui, there's supposed to be a big protest and so on, and so that's interesting. By the way, if you know people in, well, on Maui, I would welcome the opportunity to have someone on as a guest who's actually boots on the ground. It would be good to hear directly from the people. We'll probably do more of that kind of stuff. You know, they had the, what the heck was the meeting they had last week? I think it was last week. Or was it the week before already? You know, this, it wasn't Build Back Better. It was, what the heck was it? In that WF spirit. And so I need to be more precise and specific. I broad brushed a little bit yesterday with the emergency proclamation. There have been, what, five or six now? But, you know, one leads to another, to another, to another. And, you know, Hawaii Governor Josh Green is on the record right out of the gates saying that he would use emergency powers to do exactly what's happening now. Is that not suspicious? You know, Eric West interviewed a local who goes by the name Fish, and Fish said it. You know, he mentioned the expression from Ian Fleming's Goldfinger. Mr. Bond, we have a saying in Chicago, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, third time is enemy action. So speaking of that, you know, I want to go through some of the channels maybe that have some stuff going on. So there's the stuff going on 9/11, protest stuff. Then on October 4th, we got that weird stuff going on. Maybe we'll play a video on that. But let's see, real quick, where is that? Okay. So some things that we know and don't know from the locals, you know, I think, so what's going on social media? Should we all be jumping ship? Should we reinvigorate the BDS effort, boycott, divest, sanctions? Should we all boycott and divest and sanction the Oprahs, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Dwayne The Rock Johnsons, et cetera, all these crazy people? We played that clip of Buddy Brown saying it yesterday. You know, why don't, if you're a classy person, Oprah or Mark Zuckerberg, come out and say that you're not going to do this. But you know what? We already know that Mark Zuckerberg has been responsible for stealing, literally, stealing by, I think, a process of, what is it, eminent domain, I think, is what's happening, where you buy land that surrounds land that belongs to the indigenous people, and then you put a giant rock wall up around that. What do you call that exactly? And then those people can't get to the land they own because that would be called trespassing, even though their land is in there somewhere in the, you know, local Hawaii News has covered that. So the police barricaded every exit from the area where people were corralled. Local people were corralled. Interesting that, you know, we still don't know where the kids are. Where are all the children? 2,000 children that even the Department of Education says were scheduled to be attending school and are not now. Where are they? Where are the 15 buses that went missing? Apparently, 15 buses. Has anybody seen a bus driver interviewed? That's interesting. No sirens went off. Herman Andaya said, well, we didn't want people, you know, to think tsunami and go Mauka inland. But turns out there's nothing on the emergency management website that would indicate that would be what people would do. It's the most, one of the most sophisticated and advanced warning systems on the planet that wasn't used. Oops. The water was cut off intentionally. Firefighter said, not sure why, but we know why. Well, you know, water is, it's the spirit of the water. No, that's a surreptitious justification. The body count was frozen at 115. Like I said, the morgue was 100% full. Local morticians ran out of body bags during the first week. But, you know, and everybody's in cahoots, from governor to mayor to, you know, emergency management director Herman Adiah said, I'm resigning for health concerns. Did someone tell him something bad will happen? You might have a health problem if you don't resign. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
It's interesting. Are we proving the Huxleys and the Russells and so on right when we won't let go of social media? You know, maybe we should all just shut Facebook down. Maybe a billion people should, there should be a mass exodus. Done. There are channels posting YouTube videos that, according to the content creators, are being demonetized, which means that in certain cases, for example, YouTube is still running ads on the videos created by these folks, but none of the proceeds from the ads, the ad revenue is going to the content creator. Maybe YouTube should be maybe BDS should be reinvigorated for YouTube and Facebook and Oprah and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I think in a sense we're all Maui, we're all Lahaina. I think this is what's happening. I think it's obvious, you know. There are far too many coincidences and convenient, you know, coincidences of timing, curious coincidences of timing that are happening in Maui. You know, the conversation about the smart city, hey, we're going to do this, it's going to be great. Josh Green saying right out of the gates, you know what? I would be willing to and probably will use emergency powers to start getting stuff done, which is a symptom of a larger problem. That's what I've been talking about with regard to Hayek's Road to Serfdom. Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. We have to understand in a certain sense, in a certain context, we have met the enemy, and it is us. We are the problem. If you won't stick, for example, to Exodus 18:21 and say this is the ultimate litmus test for an elected official and then someone who will appoint those who are unelected, then Houston, we have a problem. I mean, it should be pretty simple. Exodus 18:21 is a great litmus test. In the NASB, furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, of tens. In the King James, you don't have to be a Christian to think, you know, common sense tells you this isn't a bad idea. Moreover, in the King James, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. So, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. They're not coveting someone else's land, perhaps, in this case. How convenient if you know, we live in the age where the pen is mightier than the sword, and it's, you know, legal wrangling, shenanigans, hijinks, sophistry. With the stroke of a pen, you know. We should play a couple of clips to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. The Guardian even reported, why was there no water to fight the fire in Maui? Naomi Klein and Kapu'ala Sproat. Big corporations, golf courses, and hotels have been taking water from locals for years. Now the fire may result in even more devastating water theft. All over Maui, golf courses glisten emerald green. Hotels manage to fill their pools, and corporations stockpile water to sell to luxury estates. And yet, when it came time to fight the fires, some hoses ran dry. Isn't that funny? And, you know, the argument was made that, well, you know, maybe we'll give you a clip. So that's going on. But, you know, water is important to the heritage of the Hawaiian people. If that's true, then why is it being used for all these other things? And when the people of Lahaina need it most to fight fire, no access. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. We played Christine Borges' remarks yesterday, her remarks at the Maui County Council meeting. I think that's the one that I'm talking about. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, not last week, back on the 22nd, right? Not local, obviously. What the heck, man? And, you know, some folks said that. Why don't you hold this meeting locally? Why can't we, you know, is C-SPAN covering all this stuff? They probably should be. So it took 6 days for FEMA to show up. Took a couple of weeks for Joe Biden to show up and talk about his cat and his Corvette. $700. And I think it was Christine Borge who was among those who said, you know what, Joe Biden can take his $700 and go back home. Took him longer to fly there than he stayed. So that's interesting. It took 6 days for FEMA to show up. And when they did, You know, if you listen to Voice of America, you know, CIA, State Department propaganda, you'll hear that the military response and agency response was impressive. And, oh, my gosh, they were, you know, it's so amazing. If you listen to the locals, they say, you know, we don't see anybody there, but we see people staying in expensive hotels and stuff. That's been a scandal for decades. We keep hearing about that kind of stuff. Let's see. It took FEMA a while to show up. You know, there are several military installations over there that are essentially, you know, you might as well just say minutes away. The Navy has been fighting fire with seawater for quite a while, obviously. That's something that, you know, in an oceanfront town, that's another question that I think should be answered. Why aren't there backup systems that are ready to go? There are a number of ways that you can do that. So it took almost a week for FEMA to show up, and as soon as they showed up, the stuff that local people were doing to help each other, people, you know, from surrounding areas came to help. You know, the folks in Lahaina, everything that they had was confiscated, food and water, because it was not FEMA approved. Didn't come through the approved channels. Are you credentialed? You know, and then since then, locals report getting sick from the drinking water FEMA gave them, which is absolutely crazy. Locals say that they helped in searching for survivors. They say they found entire families burned alive in their cars, trapped trying to escape. Bodies of children in homes alone. And yet, you know, who's taking responsibility? You listen to the mayor. I mean, these guys, man, the mayor, for example, hardened. I mean, they're in. They're all in, it sounds like. You know, there was that movie, Commuter, with Liam Neeson. And there's some shadowy, spooky organization or something that, you know, he gets lured into this plot. Hey, here's some money, you know, got to identify this person. Turns out they're trying to set him up to take a fall, and nobody will suspect anything because he had means, motive, and opportunity, and he was dirty, so, you know, dirty cop. And he kind of unwinds this plot, and there's some shadowy organization that is behind all of this. And it's interesting because, you know, in this case, I mean, you watch these kinds of movies, and it just seems improbable. How are they orchestrating all of this crazy stuff? How do they know everything he does, everything he says while he's on this commuter train? And, you know, if you take that a step broader, you blow that up just a little bit, I think you have something that looks very similar to what happened in Maui, where the fascist cabal is not breaking ranks. You know, you have someone like Herman Ndaya who says, I'm resigning for health reasons, and I keep quipping, but I'm only half joking. You know, did someone tell him, if you know what's good for you and your family, you know, it'd be good for your health not to say anything about this. And everyone, you know, the health of everyone in your family. Is everyone dirty? It seems like it. No one's taking responsibility. Guys, you know, it's just crazy to watch. You know, to listen to these press conferences, I'm sure you've listened. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson is nothing but doublespeak. You know? Hawaii Public Radio published 5 days ago, September 1, Maui Mayor untangles rumors about his communication with first responders in public. And that's just been a you-know-what show. You know, and the sound bites, the semantics of how this goes is we're playing both sides of the fence. You know, on the one hand, we hear the fire was so fast moving that we couldn't do anything. You know, it just, but that's not true. And which fire? Because it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, was it 5 fires in total, I think, throughout the course of the day? We couldn't turn the power off. Maybe that had something to do with the water not working. But, you know, the protocol was that Hawaiian Electric would typically shut the power off because, you know, of nothing, you know, at least the winds. Their protocol was, you know, in high winds, they would shut the power off. That didn't happen. You know, it happened so fast, but, you know, it didn't happen so fast that we all knew what was going on. It's ridiculous, all of the doublespeak that's going on. And who's taking responsibility for the, you know, who was the local reporter that grilled Bisson? And he was so cavalier. These people, man, they're so cavalier. It's unbelievable. I think we're all I think we're all Maui. I think we're all Lahaina. Nani Medeiros, the governor's new housing chief, you know, she's in the crosshairs because she's the point person in the emergency state. Let's see, by Cassie Ardonio, Honolulu Civil Beat is one of the places where you see a lot of this stuff being written. This is written November 22nd, 2022. Josh Green names longtime advocate to be new Hawaii housing chief. Two nonprofit groups also announced they received $7.5 million to fight family homelessness from a fund set up by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Ha! How convenient. Some 2 weeks before he was due to be sworn in, Governor-elect Josh Green said Tuesday that longtime advocate Nani Medeiros, will be the state's new. She's the nanny of the state. She's the nanny of the state. Will be the state's new housing chief as his new cabinet starts to take shape. The announcement came as two Hawaii nonprofit groups received $7.5 million from a fund set up by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos to fight family homelessness. Wink, wink. Medeiros, executive director of Homemade Hawaii, a nonprofit focusing on homelessness, housing development, and community engagement. Yeah. Where are the communitarian warriors? Let's hear it. You know, what would Nikki Rapana say? Does Nani Medeiros understand what she is a part of? What she has been sort of at the helm of? She's the she's the dog. I know the tail's wagging the dog. I don't know that she knows exactly. I mean, I've seen her face in some of the meetings, and I think that maybe she's understanding she's been thrown into the deep end of the pool. The real cockroaches, we probably won't ever know their names. Kind of like the movie that I'm talking about, Commuter. Medeiros, executive director of Home Aid Hawaii. So this happened again, you know, and we'll get to Josh Green saying, "Oh yeah, no, I would use emergency powers to kind of break the logjam." Essentially, those are my words, but that's what he's saying. You know, we haven't been able to do. Certain people haven't been able to do whatever they wanted to do, and so because of all of these ridiculous indigenous people. And so we just need to sort of push them out of the way, and emergency powers is a great way to do that. So, and you can see a premeditated, you know, you can see the what we call in sports and other things telegraphing. If you've played, you know, sports, you know what telegraphing is. I see your head. Do this, and I know that you're probably going to move that direction. Where the head goes, the body goes, kind of thing. So, 2 weeks before he was due to be sworn in. He makes Nani Medeiros the state's new housing chief. And so, Medeiros, executive director of Homemade Hawaii, a nonprofit focusing on homelessness, housing development, and community engagement. She's a pro at this. You watch her in the meetings. She's a pro. She's a seasoned pro. It's not community engagement. It's consensus building. It's sociocracy. Look, everyone, it was our idea, all of us together. You had a comment period. You got to say your piece. You had your 3 minutes. I don't understand what the problem is. You had your 3 minutes. Okay, that's enough. Sit down. Shut up. Brings years of experience to the post. That's a fact. She was part of a collaboration involving the state, nonprofits, construction agencies, and donors to build 37 tiny homes in West Oahu. Isn't that nice? For people experiencing homelessness, did those people ask for it? Those people ask for this? Or is it sort of a, you know, a concentration camp for people like Fish and the indigenous folks, the locals? We're starting to move towards lots of individuals in our cabinet that will focus on housing, homelessness, and partnership with the city. Green said at a news conference, we want to begin to move down that road. He wants to move down that road, the road we're traveling. Josh Green. Medeiros is Green's first appointment as lieutenant governor continues to narrow down hundreds of applicants to fill 60 cabinet level positions. First appointment. The housing chief is a newly created position whose responsibility will be to advise the governor on policies for affordable housing and social services, Green spokesperson Julian Juarez said. Green said he hopes his administration can build 10 or more tiny home complexes like Kamaoku, Kahuli, in Kaliola, which was open in November 2021. Medeiros previously worked as the Policy and Public Affairs Director for Hawaii Primary Care Association and the Deputy Policy Advisor for former Governor Linda Lingle. She also served as Vice Chair on the Hawaii Public Policy Housing Authority's Board of Directors and was on the Board of Directors of the Institute for Human Services. IHS Executive Director Connie Mitchell said Medeiros' experience makes her a great pick for the job. Nani has always been a passionate housing advocate for all. Yeah. It's not necessarily all that matters. It's those who are the most important folks in the discussion. You know, it's dishonoring to the indigenous Hawaiian people. You know, it's interesting that the conclusion that Eric West has sort of come to in his journey over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Well, 4 weeks now. The last month. He's had quite a journey, quite an experience. Rocket shipped forward, it seems, in his understanding of kind of how the world works and what's really going on and what's really important. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. The distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course, he's fighting.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I said it's not our job to tell you how to think or what to think. That's Mika Brzezinski's job. That's what her dad told her anyway, right? Right, Mika? And he wrote in Between Two Ages that there was a time coming that the American people wouldn't believe anything unless, you know, they heard it on 6 o'clock news. You can see now, because of the liminal warfare that's being waged, how that would be the case, you know, because the minute you think you know something, oh no, psych, we put that out there just to discredit and debunk our own. It's, you know, reminds me of Jesus saying, can Satan cast out Satan? That's the Machiavellian tactic that's being waged. Some say that a wise prince, you know, should foment with craft his own opposition or his own enemy, so that when he puts that down, his acclaim rises higher. What an ingenious tactic, you know. Why would I do that? Well, so that people point to something like directed energy weapons and say, it looks like this is kind of suspicious. And you put out all these pictures that look like something, a bunch of stuff gets circulated on social media, probably first by astroturfing campaigns. And then, you know, some people pick it up, and the next thing you know, you discredit message and messenger all at once, and those people are clearly idiots. Trust your kidnapper. Your kidnapper is the only one that can be trusted. I think we're all Maui. I think we're all Lahaina. You know, we have a troubled history in America, obviously, and Lahaina Maui is a textbook example. But, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to do the right thing. It's definitely not a smart city if you listen to the locals. Eric West's journey coming full circle in just about 4 weeks, I would say, him saying, you know, the land should be returned to the people. It was stolen. And being a Keller Williams real estate guy, well, formerly anyway now, you know, is an interesting milestone in that journey. Miles Stones. Remember the book? Just another curious coincidence. Well, it wasn't before, but it wasn't exactly after. It was sort of during the fires, you know, that it was published on the 10th, but that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.